This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to talk about something that I saw from Torrey Smith. The story got described as hilarious. I don't think it's hilarious. It would make me sad. So Torrey Smith's mom has been holding on to all his trophies and MVP awards and everything like that. And she was working on a nice place to display them. However, she tripped going down the stairs with the trophies and smashed them all into pieces. And there's
Is she okay?
She's okay. She's fine. Yes, that's a fair question. She's fine. His trophies have like decapitated heads now and missing legs and stuff like that. So I was curious, did your parents ever get rid of or break any of your valued collection or stuff when you were a kid? From the 469, I left for summer camp and came home and my dad threw away my entire Hot Wheels collection. I even had the tracks and everything. From the 951, my dad bought me a gas-powered RC car. And then day one, dad drove it onto the neighbor's garage door, destroying the RC car before I ever even got to drive it. From the 214, my parents sold my entire Pokemon collection at a garage sale. Oh!
Along those lines, it seemed like, and I've lost it already. Oh, nope, found it again. From the 972, my mom sold my autographed Sammy Sosa rookie card for $20 at a garage sale. It was the saddest day of my life.
I could see there was a time where that was a bad business deal. It might have come back around where you're like, that's probably fair. And I was particularly interested in this because Jess's parents didn't get rid of any of her stuff. And they have been like bringing over slowly but surely boxes of stuff. And
it's yours now, Kevin.
Yes. And then she's like, what am I supposed to do with this? It was like her Letterman's jacket from being on the drill team or whatever in high school.
You wear it when your team goes to state. That's what we do when Duncanville goes to state. We wear our Letterman's jacket.
Do you really? Do you wear your old Letterman's jacket?
I didn't, but a lot of my Duncanville friends did when they went to AT&T Stadium the last 2 years.
You got to let them kids know. You got to let the little kids know that you ran that for a while.
I have mine. I did a video for my wife in it when we reenacted Push It Real Good.
Oh my God.
That was kind of close to the jackets that Salt and Pepper were wearing in that video.
How did that go over?
It was pretty bad, but also pretty funny.
Okay.
Her friends thought it was funny. You want me to? I'll see if I can send it to you guys.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. I kind of want to see it.
I'll tell you this. I don't know where my Connie Mack World Series MVP trophy is. I don't know where that is, and I know that my Buffalo Bisons Pitcher of the Year thing is broken.
How did it get broken?
Just over time. Like, it's a trophy. It gets broken.
Kevin.
What?
I think.
I texted my mom and said, hey, do we have all the records still that you had from back in the day? And she said, yeah, your uncle has them. And I was like, okay, all right, good. And then I started thinking, she gave away my entire He-Man collection to my cousins back
who has the power now
who were prone to pulling heads, arms, and legs off.
No,
I am looking at this right now.
Here
I had Megator. I had the Megator figurine right now, approximately $4,000.
Oh my God.
I had the
in its case, unopened or opened?
No, just it's fine. Yeah, it's very good condition is all it needed to be in. And back then, it was in all my toys were in very good condition because I played by myself in my room with my little toy box.
Oh no.
Eternia, the big tower, the castle of Eternia, the Viper Tower, and Grayskull all linked together. I had that. $3,500. The Breadhead He-Man had that one. $3,000.
Breadhead He-Man, huh?
And the He-Man, like the regular He-Man with all the accessories, which I had, the wood shield, the sword, and the shield and everything, $2,000. Kevin, that's approximately 10 grand Corey, that my mom gave away.
I'm going to need you to reach out to this person from the 214. I moved to another house when I was a young kid. We had a friend for storage. I never saw my Castle Grayskull or figures again. I'm still sad about it to this day. I need you to talk with that person.
Me.
But also, I thought your story was about to take a totally different turn when you said your mom said that your uncle has all the records. I swear, even though I know your family, I 1,000% thought you were about to say, and then I remembered I don't have an uncle.
Oh,
like,
no.
I really thought that was the turn that
one
story
of them did pass
is
away
about
recently,
to take.
Kevin, but that's a different story for a different time.
But you need to reach out to this person from the 214 because they are also sad. This one is rough.
My Star Wars toys were in there, too.
Oh, my God.
I had a box of, like, Dirk autographs and Kobe rookies and Durant rookies that I think during either our move or during the remodeling of the downstairs got stolen. Which is probably, I don't know everything in that box, but I have a good idea. Probably somewhere between $7,500 and $10,000. But I bet that person who took it probably went to a pawn shop and got like $200 for it.
Do you still have your trophies, Mike? Like
some of them are broken.
Yeah, like I know I don't know where like my Connie Mack World Series trophy is. It's a big trophy for winning MVP. And then
I'm surprised you don't know where that is. Like, that's obviously a huge, especially like coming
in the
up.
Hall of, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, they have a list of the players that won the Connie Mack World Series MVP.
Wow.
But I don't know where that trophy is. And then I got a big trophy for Buffalo Bison's Pitcher of the Year in 2001. And I don't know where that one is either. I asked my parents.
Is it in Buffalo maybe?
No, it made it home. I brought it home.
The outfielder jumped the fence and take off with it.
From the 972, my mom threw out my baseball card collection during their move to Oregon. I had complete sets for Topps 1964 through 1969, and really? I also had two Nolan Ryan rookie cards. Ouch.
That's why they're so valuable, because so many parents threw them away. My dad and my uncle talk about it all the time from about 1955 to 1970, they had a whole bunch of cards and multiples of Mickey Mantles and Willie Mays. But, you know, my grandmother, when they went off to college, was like, I'm getting rid of all this crap, and just threw them out.
The other thing I'd always heard about those cards, Mike, is so many kids put them in the spokes of their bikes.
Yeah.
And that messed up some of them. So we talked about the destruction of them, too. From the 214, my mom dropped my skateboard on my PlayStation 3 and destroyed it. So, like, not necessarily, like, long-term a big investment, but at the moment, that's, like, your life. Like, if my son broke his PlayStation 4, he might break down and cry
and
right
also
there.
Like, the console is not really something that you can just go pick up real quick for a lot of families, you know. That's
that is a Christmas item,
so
there's
yeah.
hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I have an NCS if anybody's looking for one.
Okay,
a what?
The NCS,
the Nintendo.
Oh, the NES.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, NES, sorry.
Good job.
I used to like that game.
From the...
Hold on. What game, Mike, are you talking about?
Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay. All right. Back,
Super
back to you,
Mario?
Kevin.
I don't
All right.
know.
Hold on. Did you just say Super Mario with a question mark as if you're not sure that one of the most iconic games ever is called Super Mario Brothers?
It is. I know that.
From the 206, this is another person for you to reach out to, Corey. My parents put my Masters of the Universe collection in the corner, and I watched it get picked up from my bedroom window, and now it's gone. So you need to, like, commiserate with these He-Man and Masters of the Universe people.
Why did they put it on the corner? He I just sat there watch it happen?
I bet there's a lot of people listening that were like me. If you're about my age, I had a lot of Star Wars figures and toys, you know.
Yes.
And those are all worth hundreds to thousands of dollars. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I get it as a parent. Do I think any of my kids don't really play with toys as much as we played with them. Obviously, they have the video games and computers and everything that we didn't have as kids. But, I mean, if my kids were like, hey, I'm, you know, all these Hot Wheels or whatever they have, if I was like, here, give them to kids that want to play with these Hot Wheels or whatever. And then, you know, 30 years later, they're like, hey, you know, all those Lightning McQueens and Mater cars you had from that movie are worth $100 to $300. I'd be like, are you serious? Because we had a lot of those, and I just wanted to get rid of them because what use did we have for them anymore?
I love how assured Mike was in saying Lightning McQueen and Mater as opposed to Super Mario.
Is it Super Mario Brothers?
I always forget that it was the first one, because what's Mario Brothers?
There was never just Mario
I think there
Brothers.
Was.
Was
yeah,
there?
I actually,
the arcade
what?
Games?
Yeah, I actually think there was. It's a little different than the NES Super Mario Brothers. From the 469, I had the original Air Jordan 18s got donated to Goodwill after my basketball season. Man, that's a find right there. You're walking through the Goodwill, and, well, does that make it out to the floor at the Goodwill? Or does somebody, like, I'll go ahead and pay.
It goes in the designer bin.
Yeah.
Last thing, I do think it's really sweet all these NFL players are wearing different colorways of the Jordan 1s. Have you noticed that? I know last year they were doing it, and there was more just red or black. Kind of the original colors, but now when you're watching a Packers game, there's yellow and green ones, and so a lot of guys that are wearing these Nikes are wearing kind of the Jordan 1s, so it's cool.
From the 469, and I want people to do their own research on this, have y'all heard all the Disney movies with the hard snap cases are worth a lot of money? That would be the VHS version. Look up why some of those versions are worth much, and how awful some of the people at Disney truly were.
Because of the castle drawings?
Yep, because of the castle drawings. Or whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.